My hypothesis on that is right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs, he said. They've challenged the funding sources. That's when we got BlackRock all together to say they're not going to fund the carbon taxes. That's the main group. They're backing off because we're using our power as consumers. They hate that. Just go away, lay over and die, they say. Just crawl in a hole and give up. How about you crawl in a hole and give up? You want me to die? I'm not going to kill you, but in the words of Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. No, you like Dr. Evil stuff? I can act really evil for you, Klaus Schwab. No, 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 you will die. You will die, not us. No, 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 no. You will die, not us. Master of the universe, Skeletor. Humanity, you like your little He-Man analogies? Humanity has Jesus Christ. We have the power, not you. We have the truth. We have the sword. You don't have it. And you know it, you scumbag. That's why you like to look evil to scare people and run around and kill people. You think that's powerful. You will be destroyed by God. You will die. Your seed will die. You will be cast into the Phantom Zone, not us. So humanity is facing its greatest challenge in our known history on this planet. If there were some bigger challenges, it's not in history, I don't know about them, but it's big. And so now I'm going to start getting these clips and these articles. And it is just insanely naked, open aggression against humanity. It is just a declaration of war to get their people and their operatives hyped up to go against us. And I'll tell you why they're coming out of the closet so bad. We've already wrecked them. They'll never get their plan completed now, but they may be able to destroy life on the planet in the process. But they're done. So any victory they have will be pyrrhic. But look at this Fox News headline. Okay, and I told you about this days ago. That was the intel, but it's happening. Elites in Dabo strategize on how to fight right-wing groups hit back. They go on to say certain people online with platforms are talking about us and Tucker Carlson, anybody else that resists them. And they say, we've got to go after these people. We've got to stop them. They have exposed us. They've exposed our plans. And if we don't remove them, it's over for us. They control the intelligence agencies, the media, the think tanks, all of it. So let's read the article. Fighting back against the right wing and disinformation, let's quote, it spreads as a critical step, their number one mission, they're saying, for restoring trust in non-governmental organizations, private corporations getting UN control, that are working with governments, that's putting their people in, and other organizations on projects aimed at improving the state of the world, according to participants of a panel Tuesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. We've got all the clips of this, by the way. A discussion about disrupting distrust. Oh, disrupting distrust. The New York Times says, don't ask questions, don't do your own research. That's what a cult tells you. Here, wear this VR thing over your head. Here, take this experimental shot. Here, send your kid to a pedophile drag queen time. In a discussion about disrupting distrust, Richard Edelman, and by the way, we're getting these clips now, CEO of the Global Communications for Edelman, said one of the sadnesses he's experienced over the last few years has been the deterioration of trust in NGOs, the ones that ran the creation with big tech of Google, put money in, and others, of the virus, the blocking therapeutics, the putting people on ventilators. They created the policy. They say they're creating policy. They say they penetrate the governments and are capturing democracies so that only shareholders, the corporations, run things. These are all quotes. Totalitarianism, dictatorship, centralized control. He said companies are now trusted more than NGOs in dealing with civil issues. And he blamed this change on right-wing groups. But these are companies running these NGOs as the new government. So he's obfuscating there. Now we're exposing the corporations that are running it. My hypothesis on that is right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs, he said. They've challenged the funding sources. That's when we got BlackRock all together to say they're not going to fund the carbon taxes. That's the main group. They're backing off because we're using our power as consumers. They hate that. Just go away, lay over, and die, they say. Just crawl in a hole and give up. How about you crawl in a hole and give up? You want me to die? I'm not going to kill you, but in the words of Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. No, you like Dr. Evil stuff? I can act really evil for you, Klaus Schwab. No, 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 you will die. You will die, not us. No, 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 no. You will die, not us. Master of the Universe, Skeletor. Humanity, you like your little He-Man analogies? Humanity has Jesus Christ. We have the power, not you. We have the truth. We have the sword. You don't have it. And you know it, you scumbag. That's why you like to look evil to scare people and run around and kill people. You think that's powerful. You will be destroyed by God. You will die. Your seed will die. You will be cast into the Phantom Zone, not us. Excuse me. I can act a lot more evil than that. That's nothing, but I'm not going to channel it. I'm not going to be part of it. I could scare everybody, freak everybody out right now, but I'm not going to do it. The point is, continuing here, Edelman said issues like how to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, the climate change, all their lies, all their power grabs, all their fraud, and racial equity, their racial division, race war, are all suffering because of reduced trust in NGOs. He also suggested one way to regain trust in the NGOs is to fight back against the right-wing groups. What do you think they've been doing against us? So they're circling the wagons right now. You guys are great at punching, but terrible at taking a punch, he said. You have to learn to do two things. One is preempt. When they're going to punch you, you've got to know they're going to punch you and say, why are they punching us? And we call it pre-bunking. That's what they're doing and demonizing me with tens of thousands of articles and thousands of TV programs everywhere, Hollywood movies, Spider-Man, you name it, is inoculating people pre-bunking before they ever hear me and see what I'm going to cover. Because I'm going to show you the clips of these evil bastards next segment. There's so many of these, I can't even get to them all. It's insane. By the way, guys, I saw the video of this. And I meant to send it to you. Go get the video of this bastard saying this stuff, please. Thank you. Bastards are great people, actually. I that's too nice a name. Cockroach is too nice a name. This control freak, self-appointed loser devil. That's a good description. And it goes on and on. You got to go read this article. I'll get more to it next hour, but I need to start getting these clips. They are insane in the membrane. But let's get to something I didn't get to yesterday. Here is the opening on Monday of Davos. Elon Musk has said, oh, master of the universe, that doesn't sound creepy at all. That doesn't sound evil. And again, Musk is positioning himself to be happy and fun, and he's friendly, and oh, I'm a little nice elf. I'm friendly. I'm not scary at all. He's smart. He's sophisticated. I don't know how bad he is or if he's bad. I think the jury's out, but I don't think the apple falls too far on the tree. I'll leave it at that. I trust Elon Musk about as far as I can throw him, but when he does good things, I'd say more power to him. But these guys just reek of evil, and their actions are pure evil. Here is the opening of Davos by Herr Schwab.
Good evening, and a very cordial welcome to the annual meeting 2023. I express this cordial welcome on behalf of the Board of Trustees and my colleague, Holger Brend, is the President, and all the members of the Management Board, as well as all the people who are here to make your stay here enjoyable and productive. We couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future. I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged. Governments, business, civil societies, the young generation, and I could go on, I think is a first step to meet all the challenges.
And what I did is conflate, there's so many clips. In another clip, he says, we're not just going to master the world or our bodies, but the space, the universe. And then Kerry's like, we're like extraterrestrials. It's crazy. We're going to come back with the rest of it and all these new clips where they're like, we're going to take all your rides, take your speech. They're like, soon the Americans will ban the speech. Wait till we come back. That's an actual quote. We'll be right back.
Here's what you can expect at Davos this year, where our unelected overlord, Klaus Schwab, asked this very important question.
What does it need to master the future?
This year's annual meeting takes place amid a global cost of living crisis and during Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. By bringing the planet's politicians, business, and civil leaders together in the same building, the meeting offers a key opportunity, like the Clear and Present Danger of Disinformation panel discussion, led by former CNN arbiter of truth, Brian Stelter.
So I leave CNN and I was arrested by military police.
Brian recently had a run-in with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Here's how it went down.
There's nothing you can do. We're going to rip your body, rip your medical rights, rip your children's minds. We're going to ship fentanyl in. We're going to destroy every facet. Hollywood rules.
Economic growth increasingly depends on building a green global economy. At Davos, the First Movers Coalition will convene to discuss progress towards this goal. It's a group of 65 companies working to decarbonize the sectors responsible for 30% of global emissions, including heavy industry and long-distance transport. To follow the annual meeting 2023, visit our website. Working towards a safe and secure society, I'm the Tyrannical Lisp.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Omaha, all right, I really should have started the broadcast today with get ready for their next attack. They love to tell you what they're going to do to you ahead of time. There's countless examples of that. And I know from the body language and the pre-programming and just all the factors and earmarks that the staged cyber attacks to be blamed on Russia or right-wing groups are imminent and have already been going on behind the scenes at the airports and the pipelines and the rest of it to get the government agencies all hyped up and ready for the big one that they're going to launch on us. And I've got a clip where they said, guaranteed the next 3 years, massive worldwide outages, cyber attacks, and only a global government that controls everything with AI can save you. So their answer is more centralization to fix the problems of centralization. I've got that clip, but I'll get to that start of the next hour. I want to start drilling through these clips, and there's so many of them that I can't get to all of them, but I'm going to start getting to them. Of Brian Stelter failing up at Harvard Kennedy School and now Davos, panel leader, with Mnuchin and with EU leaders and others saying, with U.S. congressmen up there on the stage agreeing and nodding their heads, that we're about to outlaw the First Amendment, we're about to outlaw hate speech, which is whatever they define as denying shots, denying open borders, replacement migration, that they've got bills introduced to put you in jail for 5 years, federal felony, If you say there's a UN plan for replacement migration, which is an official UN plan, and I have the clips of that. So, I mean, it is an orgy of, yeah, we're taking all your rights. And let's just get started with it. Here's the first clip. European Commission VP Vera Jourova of the WEF. Illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think, that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. And it's already the EU telling big tech over here, and of course they're all part of it, to censor and control, or they'll charge them criminally. So that's how this works. And our government won't stand up and say, no, our companies are shielded because they're part of it. And so they then use it as an excuse to take all of our rights. And we de facto go under EU, UN control, and the UN's all over the news. I played it yesterday saying, oh, the UN runs the speech. The UN controls everything. The UN is already controlling big tech, and we're censoring all these things. Again, it's just totally not just illegal, it's an outside takeover. Here she is.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country, because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
And I know it's Manchin. I like to call him Mnuchin. Here's Manchin. Now listen to what he says here. The problem we have is the open press system. So here's a senator from West Virginia. The problem we have here is the open press system and basically all the platforms. That's the problem. Here it is.
The problem that we have is the open press system and basically all the platforms. So if you're able to have five platforms, social platforms, that you can basically personify the extremes, somebody who is extremely right or extremely left, and it seems like that is the majority speaking. They're not the majority, but they're basically driving everybody to make a decision. What side are you on? Are you on this side or this side? And in America, there's only one side, the American side. It's not the Republican side or Democrat. We should be coming together to solve the problems from a different angle.
But they're not solving the problems. They're sabotaging us. And then here's Al Gore. Al Gore, all anti-climate businesses must be destroyed and reined in by the unelected gods, the WWF, World Wildlife Fund. Only what your new masters decide is acceptable should be funded and survive. Governments listen to these lunatics. They don't listen to them. They put them in power. It's a corporate global takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Al Gore.
Enough already. Enough. And I don't want to get sidetracked onto what needs to happen, but we need to scale up climate finance, but we need desperately to scale down anti-climate finance. And we are still subsidizing the burning of fossil fuels globally at a rate 42 times larger than the subsidies for the shift toward renewables, NEVs, et cetera. We need new leadership at the World Bank. We need them to scale up the leverage and vastly increase the amounts that are committed. And we need to rein in the anti-climate activities of the fossil industry.
So this is the private central banks and the Rothschilds cutting off our energy to make us poor and control us for the universal basic income so they can dictate every facet of your life for depopulation. And what makes us poor here will kill billions of people at every actuarial table that's been looked at. Elon Musk criticizes WEF Chairman Schwab's call to be masters of the future, masters of our bodies. And they also said, we played the clip earlier this week of Harari saying, we'll take over your bodies whether you like it or not, and the future is not human. Again, these people are absolutely out of control. Here's Davos WEF Open Forum in Harmony with Nature. Bastian Giraud, member of the Swiss National Council, breaks down the need for 15-minute smart neighborhoods, as he called them sustainable districts, so that people don't need to own a car and you'll be locked in them. You'll be charged to leave it. I mean, it's insane. Here's another one. Republican Congresswoman Maria Giraud. Salazar, says at the WEF, we need to give dignity to the 13 to 15 million illegals living in America. So they shut down the third world for years during the lockdowns, not just months like here, years. They've done surveys in Reuters, 90-something percent say they're coming here because they were farmers or whatever and never could have a job and were starving to death. So I'm not even against most of these people coming. I'm against the human smuggling, the child trafficking, the Democrats bringing in, like they did in Europe, the globalists, a permanent underclass they control, and breaking our borders and cutting our wages and hurting everybody, including them. So here's the people destroying these folks, saying we need to give them dignity. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Whole of the immigration system, because not only we need those hands, like the Congress, like us, a senator was saying, but we need to also give dignity to those people who are in the country. And those are the people that I represent. We're talking about 13, 15 million people who are most of them Hispanics. I would say 85% who speak my language, look like me and sound like me, that are contributing with the economy of this country, and they live in the shadows. So it's time to seal the border, like she said, put order, let's see who comes in and who doesn't, and then turn around and give dignity. That doesn't mean path to citizenship. That means to include them and make them dignified members of our community.
Thank you.
By the way, that's been their plan. The same thing with Europe that's 10 years ahead of us with the open borders is you open the borders for a couple of years, flood everything, have homeless people everywhere, crime, human trafficking, and say, hey, we're going to seal the border, but we're going to give everybody an app through the UN and through Health and Human Services and through the Border Patrol, through ICE, through HHS or DHS, and we're going to just let them come. So the border's sealed. So citizens can't get out now. Oh, it'll be sealed. Don't worry when they're done. It's just, it's one way. You can come in, you can't leave. Unless you've had all the shots and all the controls they let you. They're banning domestic travel all over Europe in aircraft because that's for the earth. And they're saying, oh, all these cities banned by 2025 non-electric cars and no delivery vehicles or no taxis are allowed to be gas-driven or diesel-driven or even natural gas-driven. By the way, I'm all for natural gas-driven cars. I remember like 20 years ago, cities were buying those fleets. They are cleaner. It's super cheap. It works great. And we can really develop better technologies for natural gas for cars. Totally clean. But it puts out carbon dioxide that they've listed as a pollutant. We're going to go to break and come back with this. It's beyond epic. I'm going to get to more of their clips, more of their quotes. I'm going to get those clips that I mentioned earlier in the Fox News piece where they're just openly declaring war on InfoWars and on you and admitting that we've hurt them bad. So you've done this. We've got a fighting chance. But support us. The fundraiser is still alive. We need more funds. We need to raise at least a couple hundred thousand more dollars in the projection for the next month for what we brought in yesterday. Because I didn't really harp on stuff. I had a bunch of great guests. We had a huge new listenership come in yesterday. That was very successful. But I did big mistakes like not having a graph for how much money was coming in. That always makes people donate because they can see it go up as it happens. I just forgot, didn't tell them to do that. And so my fault, but very successful emergency broadcast yesterday. But not successful at raising funds, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. A lot of amazing products. A huge sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I dropped the ball. I didn't give the number out. Waging war. All right, so I want to take 6-7 phone calls, starting this segment next, but I dropped the ball to give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, specifically on Davos. But listen, so many times we cover big news and I just cover it and move on. The fact that they are everywhere, admitting that their whole New World Order agenda is in trouble, that governments and corporations and private individuals are pulling their money out of BlackRock and out of Vanguard and killing their whole carbon tax, they're getting their asses handed to them. And I know they just hit us with a bio attack and killed millions of people, and it's terrible. But you know what? At least we're swinging back. And let me tell you, we are bloodying the living hell out of these people. In fact, right now, we got them down politically, nonviolently. But I say go to the ribs, break every rib, and then get the head politically, nonviolently, and just start ramming it in the concrete. And then go ahead and just pick them up and just do a full power slam. Because it just needs to be done politically, nonviolently, in a loving way. So every time you support us, every time you share the word, they're the most evil people on earth that just hit us with a bioweapon and are injecting 6-month-old babies with deadly poison, have said I'm their number one enemy. that you're their enemy and that they're coming after all of us to destroy us. Well, great. I already knew that, okay? So whatever you're going to do, do it. I am counting on God right now, and I am trusting God, and God hates cowards, and God wants me to go after these people with everything I've got. But this is not like a hobby. It's not like you're tuning in and, oh, that guy says some wild stuff. This is the rulers of the world trying to cut your resources off, dumb you down, take your food away, and kill your ass. And I don't understand why people would want to sit there and go, well, that's too scary. I'm just going to say it's not happening. You have ensured your slow destruction with that loser attitude. And a lot of listeners are tuned in saying, well, I don't think like that. Why are you saying that to us? I'm not saying that to you. It's a prodigal son story. Prodigal son comes back, and the good son that stayed there and worked hard said, why are you giving him his inheritance again? Why are you throwing the biggest party? Why are you killing the red heifer? Why are you doing this? He goes, you know how much I love you? I love you way more than your little brother, but this is a celebration. So obviously you guys are awake. You know what's going on. I'm worried about people that don't get how serious this is. And that's who I'm reaching out to. And that's who I'm trying to warn. And that's who I'm trying to get to, because God wants us to do that. And again, even if you look at leftists and go, good, you degenerate, stupid ass leftist, go ahead and take your fourth or fifth shot. Go ahead and die. And part of me that's sick goes, God, another leftist dead. Good. And I'm like, no, that's somebody we lost. That's somebody the enemy took over. That's somebody that was so brainwashed they did it themselves. Just because they're a wind-up toy that attacked us and lied about us. No, I need to actually love that person. Because I don't want to take on that hateful energy that they have at us back at them. And when I say that, folks, when I point my finger at you, there's three more back at me. I am the worst. I used to operate on 50% love, 50% hate. Like, I was doing it because I love people and I love God, but I was also doing it because I hate these people. And I don't even hate them anymore, because I'm not going to look into the abyss and reflect back at it what it's giving me. I am not, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to have total resolve to destroy these people. You want to destroy me? Good. That's what waters the tree of liberty. And that's what Biden talked about. Pull up the F-16 or F-15 clip. When he says, oh, you say the blood of patriots waters the tree. He didn't say and tyrants. He said, we got F-15s. We don't want to fight this physically. We would win that, actually. F-15s, they take out tanks and troops. They don't take out a fifth-generational asymmetrical operation where we go out and we take out the leadership of the New World Order from the ground up. That's not my job. That's not what I do. I know way more about it than most people that actually do it professionally, because I've studied history so much and seen a lot. But that's not where I'm at epigenetically about out killing people. I can kill people like I'd take my shoes off or I brush my teeth. It's so easy. That's child's play. What's hard is to save civilization. What's hard is to stand up for those that are enslaved and dumbed down. What's hard is to believe in humanity when these devils are telling us don't believe in it. That's what we got to do. Let's go to your phone calls. I said I'd play the Klaus Schwab clip where he's saying, hey, we're on the ropes. We got to unify the global elite. We got to hold the line against the patriots. And they've got all these other people on the panel saying, take the free speech, ban them, from Senator Manchin to members of Congress. The January 6th committee people are there. And it's a disgusting display of elitism. They were able to steal the world with banking fraud and all their scams. But now the world knows it was stolen. Now the people know they're captive. So it's one thing to trick people into being captives. But once they know they're captives, once they understand the big issue, it's game over. So here's Schwab.
Corporation in a fragmented world. At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
By the way, I mentioned the Fox News headline about how the globalists are desperate and they got to hit back, and the right wing online is defeating them and exposing them. I talked about that article. It's up on Infowars.com. Here it is. And this is the head of the Edelman Group, one of these global NGO PR firms. Here's what he had to say at Davos.
To me, one of the sadnesses of the last 5 years is the deterioration of trust in NGOs. And my hypothesis on this is that right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs.
Look at this twit. Look at this parasite who went with the system. Oh, your hypothesis is we're beating the living snot out of your ass? And go ahead, crush me. Because the tree is watered with the blood of patriots. I want to be the martyr. I want to stay home. I want to be with my family. I want to go on hikes. I want to go out on boats. I want to go fishing. I don't want to die. I don't want to go to prison. But that's my flesh that's weak. My soul, my spirit loves it. Smash me, destroy me, because in that I will be able to bring you down. Go back to this little slime bag. Go back to him.
To me, one of the sadnesses of the last 5 years is the deterioration of trust in NGOs. And my hypothesis on this is that right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs. They've challenged the funding sources. They've associated you with Bill Gates and George Soros. They've said that you're big world people, as opposed to actually what you are, which is local. I mean, I just wrote down pandemic, climate crisis, racial equity. My God, the sweet spot of the civil society should be right now. But what's happened is splintering of groups, disappearance of the leaders, and also, frankly, advocacy towards the extremes. And that enables you to be pinned by the right. And also, you guys are great at punching, but terrible at taking a punch. And you have to learn to do two things. One is preempt. When they're going to punch you, you got to know they're going to punch you and say, why are they punching us? And sort of, we call it pre-bunking. It's my new word. debunking, which is pre-bunking. And the other is, when they hit you and they're inaccurate, hit back. Yeah. Don't take it. Because if it's taken, then you're put into a box of, oh, well, of course that might be so. But the real world today is, you know, a little bit.
How do you judge when to do that? I'm curious, because there's a
All right, fade this down. We'll put the full clip on InfoWars. But that's the committee to save the world is what that's called. The committee to control the world. The committee to turn our power off, force injections on us, destroy the third world, flood us, and promote pedophilia. I mean, this is the group running it all. This is the group that want your children to hang out with pedophiles.
At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
There it is out in the open. You know, you know who he's talking about? You know who has a negative and confrontational attitude? Okay, those that are critical against the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. You want to know who Klaus Schwab is talking about? The man that people claim doesn't exist, the man that the deep state and the shadow government claim isn't real, that these people aren't out there in Switzerland meeting together talking about how they're going to oppose people that oppose their agendas, that are satanic, that are tyrannical, that want to shut down the free world and shut down free humanity and their freedoms. He's talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about Alex Jones. He's talking about InfoWars. cops. He's talking about band.video. He's talking about the free world. He's talking about the United States of America. He's talking about anybody that opposes everything that these people stand for, which is Satanism, Luciferianism, and ultimate tyranny, not only in the real world, but they want to take it into a VR, AR world as well, because they want to control your mind. What he is talking about is opposing everything that you love, everything that you stand for, everything that you've ever known, because they're envisioning a new world where it's controlled by these global elites, where it's a virtual reality matrix, where you will own nothing and be happy, and you will just absolutely accept everything they shove down your mouth. What Klaus Schwab says out in the open is what he means. A lot of people take a look at that guy and say, oh, he's just an old man that wants to, you know, not be a boomer and be an old wineskin that wants to get with the times and move us into the future. Yeah, but with a tyrannical agenda that wants to impose literal slavery upon humanity. And he says it out in the open that we need to overcome those that are critical against us, that have a negative mindset against us. This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this info war. Every single one of us are engaged. Every single one of us, we are all John Connor. We are all facing Skynet. We are all facing the AI takeover. We are all facing the technocracy. We are all facing the censorship. We are all facing these things that are opposing humanity. And Infowars.com, band.video, Infowarsstore.com is literally the tip of the spear, and out front and center, that is why they are so banned. That is why they get demonized and slandered everywhere you look in the media. You want to know why? Because Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of these global elites know exactly what this network stands for, and it is to stand against them and their tyranny. This is exactly why we need to support free speech systems, because if we don't have this, if we don't have an alternative economy, if we don't have alternative media that is standing alone, standing their ground, we will get defeated by Skynet. We will get defeated by the New World Order. And thank God people are waking up to the reality because of clips like this, that these people are A, in existence, B, homicidal tyrannical maniacs, and C, they literally are opposing the free world and free humanity. This is why we need to support InfoWars, because this is everything we stand for. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This is about free humanity. This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.